Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, everybody. It's Producer John here. I know, you know these things usually start with, you know, Danny's hair or his motorcycle, Serene's bathroom habits or Pearl's topic of the day. But I kind of need the girls to, we've got so many good, exciting new products that have come out. And we'll be coming out, and we need to talk about them. You guys need to know about them. It's good stuff. So, Danny, take it away. This podcast is my fault, so apologies.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back. And sorry you had to put up with that to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl. And I'm Danny V. And today, obviously, we're going to be talking about some products. Is that what I hear, John? Did you girls even know?
I don't know. And I'm still like, well, should I go home?
Serene
had meat, literally meat. But then John was just like, girls, come on now. You know, you have a business, you have products. People need to know about these new ones.
I know
ones.
We never talk about the products.
Well, we kind of do, but we do it in context of just general conversations.
I rarely
sometimes
hear about
we do
it.
Those spotlight things.
And I work here.
Do you?
Occasionally. I do today.
Yeah.
But I'm saying on the potty, I don't hear. The superfood spotlights.
Sometimes we talk about a product. But anyway, John said, why don't you talk about some of these things that you've come out like you. Why do we have makeup? Why do we have creamy, dreamy plant protein? Right?
Do we have makeup?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I know we do, but is it in stock?
Yeah, a lot of it is.
If the world wasn't weird, we'd have the whole bang shebang, right?
And we can talk about all these things. We just released topper crackers. We have, but let's do one by one then, peoples.
Dude, yeah. And the things that we've got in our heads. That's when I can talk, the creative ideas.
Yeah, that just makes people like mad. Tune out, and sometimes not necessarily mad, but they want to know why we have what we have now. And John wants us to say, tell people what we have now.
I agree with John. We need to talk about the goods. I mean, these are goods. These are healthy things that, I mean, everybody else is talking about their poison.
I know. Well, here's the deal, right?
Y'all never talk about
yourself. And John was saying this the other day in one of our executive meetings. You know, when we first started Trim Healthy Mama, we got some products that were very unique, and people called them special ingredients, right? We had baking blend, gentle sweet, our stevias. And back, you know, 7 years ago, stores, they didn't have all these keto, low carb, paleo things they have today. You can walk down a store in Walmart and see, you know, keto baking mix, 1,000 keto cookies. You can see all these things. And John's like, he's like, you need to say why you're doing this, girls, and why yours are different, because people don't know anymore.
It's true. Can we talk about the makeup first?
Yeah.
Because
you're wearing some.
Not wearing any.
Because he's a TV
star. We found out
why
it was looked like he was wearing makeup, because he was recently shorn. We'd never seen him fully shaven, and it made his lips look different.
Okay.
He usually comes with a stubble.
Yeah.
But why are you saying that? That's really not part of this part.
I got no verses to bring. I'm just sitting here.
I'm out of verses.
Hey,
so here's the thing. I think at the last of my checking, we were waiting. We had eyeliner, right?
No, you're so wrong.
No, eyelash stuff.
Yeah, well, okay. So
call mascara, Dan.
Lashy.
Lashy. Okay, so we did run out of the eyeshadow. Leslie's working on getting that. But we have foundation, Dan.
Oh,
and
it's
that's
in.
Really important for you, you if you want to be a movie star.
What about powder? Because
That's coming.
Well, we kind of do have, we have a foundation that's liquid, and we also have a foundation that's pressed, and it kind of works like it's a very matte look, the pressed.
Yeah, the pressed is matte. It's but anyway, of, that's coming very soon.
I don't,
might even
that?
Be here by the time this party is. Yes.
I have to ask about the foundation.
Yep.
What are the ingredients?
You can go on our website and look.
But the ingredients are so amazingly pure. The lady, what's her full beautiful name?
She might not want her last name to be said. So, well,
we call her Joy.
Yeah, we just call her Joy, mate. Just Joy. And she is a genius. Literally, the products aren't just natural. They are healing and natural because there are a lot of mineral makeups out there that just have minerals. Mm-hmm. But there's some minerals that are actually inflammatory to the skin.
Yes. And what are those microparticles? What are they called now? The very tiny ones. Nano. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in a lot of natural products, not in ours. Mm-hmm. But anyway, why did we do this makeup?
No, can I say something first?
Okay.
Joy had always had troubled skin and she couldn't even use any natural makeups out on the market because even the most natural of the natural made her skin break out. And so that's why she went into the whole business of formulating makeup because she had to find makeup that her skin would agree with. Mm-hmm. So this makeup is so gentle.
And it's for sensitive skins too. But for people who are interested in health, but it's also for people who can't wear other makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've found with the mascara. Finally, people are able to wear mascara that couldn't before.
My daughter got a weird infection on her face. She had this perfect clear skin and it wasn't a hormonal thing or anything. She just put something on her face from a store. It was like an out-of-date cream from one of those, you know, big lot
testers
kind of
or something?
Places that just that. Anyway, she had a reaction, got an infection on her face, lasted like 6 months. And she tried everything. But we were testing the makeup with Joy at the time and we got a few little samples and we were putting it on her face just for Sundays and stuff, just so she felt a little bit more, you know, to cover the infection up a little bit. And we noticed that after Sundays, on Mondays, her skin was always less inflamed and starting to heal. And we're like, Joy, what's going on? We just put it on thinking, oh, it's probably going to make it worse, but we'll give her a break from having to wear the infection just so out there. She's like, well, there's this ingredient, that ingredient that's so healing. And it really healed. It was part of her healing her infection. So, her infection's gone, by the way.
So there's no bad chemicals in this makeup.
No, not zero, Daddy. In fact, there's good healing things. And not as there's no bad stuff. We put really good stuff in to actually heal the face. Like you can go to sleep with this makeup on if you want.
Really?
Yeah. If you really wanted to, you could.
Okay.
But, I always say that you should cleanse and moisturize. But.
I was on a set the other day. As you know, I'm a movie star.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, the makeup gal, I always feel attacked. You know, I mean, I sit down and I know it's coming, but it's just, then they come at you and it's just pace, all over your face. And it just really freaks me out. And I was on fire by the end of the day.
Oh.
Like it was this, I tried to wash it off and it was just like this eternal oil on my face. I couldn't get this baby oil feel off my face and it was burning. My eyes were burning.
And you should take your own makeup with you. Like
well, that's
if you
what
get this
do.
Powder, we're calling it the base, pressed base.
But it's
that's
not
the
out
powder
yet,
kind.
And I'm grieving.
No, but Leslie, how long? By the time this drops, it'll just be a matter of a few weeks, probably.
We could probably get a little sample.
Could
in
I
three
get
weeks, but so so
couldn't we
so,
get Danny Boy a sample?
Right
yeah,
Pearl.
Of course we get Danny Boy a sample.
I want to take this and break it into the movie industry.
I know,
because,
right?
Because look, these people want, the actresses, actors, they want to keep their face beautiful,
yeah,
right?
So
and
true.
They're putting chemicals on it daily for work.
And so then the lipstick has come. But all I wanted to say, why, as a we're called Trim Healthy Mama.
The lipstick is what? You cut it so short.
Oh, baby.
Has come or is coming. I know myself, but be careful.
It depends when this potty drops, you see, Serene. This potty is not dropping today as we speak. So here's Leslie Pops. By
lollipops.
The time this lollipops.
I was just going to say, because I was just had a makeup meeting before we got to the potty. And apparently one of the most asked questions at the cafe is what is the order? Because they understand that we're trickling it.
Yeah.
And they want to know what the order
can
is.
You
so
explain why we're trickling it for new peeps in the room? Like why stink and wake can they not just get all the makeup? Can you explain it, Liz?
Yeah, I can try. I mean, obviously just the last couple of years have been sort of a lot for everyone, and it's been a bit of a domino effect for every company, big, large, medium, tiny, the supply chain, and just, you know, all the pieces and the components coming from various parts of the world and in America. Anyway, so it's just a bit, it's been challenging, but we're back on track, and we just decided to launch as we get these pieces. But the they asked us, the company that do our formulations, what is the most important, what do you guys feel is the most important that women want and are ready for? So, do you remember the list, Pearl, or do you want me to say
what we all decided together.
Okay, so next, we have Lashy was first, Liddy. Now, Liddy did sell out, but we're working, we're so close to having
Liddy's the eyelid color.
Yeah, eyeshadow.
And then we went with Liquid Bassy next, which you're all enjoying currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so enjoying the testimonials. We're next in a few weeks from today, so who knows what that is from podcast release, but is the Pressed Foundation. So that's the same 12 shades that you've all been enjoying in the Liquid Foundation, but for those who prefer
Pressed. But I use both.
Sure.
So I put on Liquid and then I set it with a little Bassy because I don't like things too shiny, but I keep the shine on my cheeks, but I put that on my nose in certain areas. But younger woman, or if your skin is oily, you will love just the Pressed Bassy.
Right.
Yeah, the Liquid Bassy is very dewy, which I love absolutely because it's just
especially for mature skin.
Yeah.
What do you put on it to set it then? What were you...
The Pressed Bassy, but then we've got Powdy coming too, of course.
Hang on.
Okay.
So then after Pressed Bassy is Cheeky. And Cheeky is our blusher palette. And there is a shades for a light skin, a medium skin, and a dark skin. We have some clever names for it, but I forget off the top of my head. But each palette has a blusher, a bronzer, and a highlighter. So the highlighter can be used on the cheekbones or on the underneath the eyebrows.
Do women know what all this means?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
And then the bronzer can be used to add some sun kiss and also to do the contouring like the kids do. I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough. But then after that, or actually pretty close in tandem, is the lippies. We have four lipstick colors. Taking you from day to night.
Yes, girl. But although I love
the glossy, right?
Yeah, then glossy is...
Glossy is the lip sheen that everyone can wear over... It's so neutral.
Or over...
It's got a little color in it, but it's glossy and shiny.
Does everything end in Y?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything ends in Y because, you know, we're from down under.
You got to cute it up.
And then the last...
Put on your panties.
The last two things.
This is the potty, of course.
The potty.
For no reason whatsoever other than I don't know, but Heidi, which is our concealer, and there's seven shades of Heidi, and when those do come out, we will have the correlating foundation colors that you've chosen that these Heidis will, because there's 12 foundation shades, but there's seven concealer shades, and then Powdy, which is translucent. Finishing, silky powder, finishing powder.
For people there's who use that. That's one thing I personally don't use, but a lot of people love it.
Well, some people use it just alone, like with no foundation at all, just if they want to just, it puts almost like a veil over the skin that.
It's a matte finish, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's kind of like it hides imperfections and dark circles under the eyes and wrinkles. It kind of,
diffuses
the look. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does kind of a little magical diffusing. But I want to just say, most people have just had incredible testimonies for our foundation, like amazing, amazing, amazing. But and the liquid foundation is what I'm talking about, and it is very dewy and moisturizing. But if you are finding it drying, it's because you always want to apply it to a freshly moisturized face, and it will glide on beautifully then. And then just quick tips with it. How I apply it is after freshly moisturized face, I apply it and smear it in with my fingers, like lightly. I don't like go and gob it all on, just as light as I can. And then I spray the lavender spray. That can go on the skin. Now, don't spray the other ones that we've ever sold on the skin, like the orange or the luxury, whatever. Yeah. Don't do that. But anyway, I spritz that and let it dry. And then I have my little Kazuki kind of foundation brush. And I kind of just...
Tap it all in
or blend it, just lightly blend it all in. So there's just no lines and it's so It's just so not drying.
I was just putting our foundation on with my hands until one of our Trim Healthy Mamas did a tutorial and used the flat brush to put it in. So now I do the foundation with that and I just love it. It sets it and lasts longer. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Why are we doing makeup? We're Trim Healthy Brown. Aren't we food? Aren't we lifestyle? What's makeup got to do with the price of fish? But you see, whatever you put in your skin is going to your liver. Do you know that the makeup you wear can directly affect your weight loss?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, these chemicals, they can go in there and hinder the liver, releasing toxins. They can actually have an impact. So yes, you bet we care about things like makeup and things like that. Not only just, of course, you know, weight loss is not everything's about weight loss. Everything's about health, but it plays into your metabolism, you know, your brain health, all these things. Chemicals affect these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other reason is, you know, there's plenty of natural makeup companies out there, but I haven't found many natural makeup companies that actually, that natural. It works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know,
like
what,
I've brought
off?
So many natural mascaras and I just feel like, have I put anything on? You know, so yeah.
Well,
like,
it's quite a journey. We've been doing this for years and years and years working with our formulator trying to get it right.
And our formulator, wow. Joy, she's a genius. Mm-hmm. She's a genius.
So next, the makeup has come out, is coming out. Can we talk about the Creamy Dreamy Hemp Protein?
I'm in love.
My favorite product of ours of all time. I know we ran out. By the time this goes out, we might have restocked. We might have run out again.
But Pearl's psycho. I just want to say, like on one of the potties, she just like really told on me and my restaurant personality.
Oh, last
but let
potty.
Me just tell on the psycho that Pearl is. You know, Danny said like, you know, he's like a horse and he shoves fistfuls of spinach in his mouth and everything. But let me just give you a picture of Pearl. She loves this so much.
Yeah.
When we were away on a trip, she had like, she never takes Ziplocs of anything. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm a drive-thru, so I'll just find healthy food anywhere. Like, I don't want to be organized. So she had Ziplocs of the stuff. She never shared with me once.
Oh, what?
And she would buy these. No. It was gone by the time
sorry.
I asked. And then she'd buy these little, you know.
Coconut
yogurts or whatever. And she would just put it on top.
Right? I don't stir it
She does not stir. And when she dips into the yogurt, she loves the powdery feel in her mouth. And then if you ask her a question while she's eating it.
She'll poof it out.
It's like the Puff the Magic Dragon. There's like smoke coming out of her mouth because of all this hemp dreamy protein.
Okay, that's so funny because that's what I had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
I had the plain coconut yogurt with just a tiny half dunk of stevia then in a bowl. And I do it like an acai bowl. And I put like a good 3 tablespoons of our Creamy Dreamy plant protein, blueberries on one side, and, you know, what did I put on the other side? I put a little nut butter or peanuts. Ooh, so it's an S, okay? Yeah. And so then I just take a little scoop of each one with the yogurt. It's the best thing in the world, people. Yeah.
Oh, I can testify. That
Have you
stuff,
tried our Creamy Dreamy?
Yeah, it's I was about inspired to do like a whole video.
Were
just
you?
On my own, not even care. Like, it.
I don't
like,
care if the girls pay me. Yeah.
No, not that. As if I've ever been paid for a video. But the creaminess is accurate. Mm-hmm. That's what that was my first like. Let's see what they mean by creamy. Mm. This is a powder. Like,
because most plant proteins are chalky. People, they're chalky.
Yeah, but then if they're creamy, they're adding fat. This is zero fat.
Yeah, but let me tell you about this. The flavor is hempy, but. Hempy in such a neutral, like
not hempy to me.
It's
I don't
know what I mean by that is I can detect.
I don't like the taste of hemp.
Oh, I love it. You see, but I can detect that it came from the plant that its ingredient is listed. I can detect that, and I like to detect that because it means it's not overly processed to me.
Oh, okay.
But there's no bitterness. There's no rank. There's no off fishy
no
taste.
Green.
There's no green. There's no fibery.
Yeah, it's like a gray powder.
My throat.
But right now, we might just be making people mad because when this potty launches, I don't know if we'll be out of stock again. I hope
no
we're
way.
In stock.
Man, it's currently my top fave.
Are you putting it in your oatmeal yet, Dan?
It goes on anything that will take it.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I don't care if it absorbs.
No.
First of all, I'll put it right in my mouth.
I've done that too. Yeah, because sometimes I'll have a banana.
No, you
might
like
become
and
an asthmatic all of a sudden. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's like diatomaceous.
So I'm like, oh, I just feel like that banana. You know when a banana is perfect? It's not too ripe, but it's not green. And you're like, that needs to be consumed now. Tomorrow's too late. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
So like, I have to eat that banana now. Okay, but now I got to eat protein. I need a bit of protein.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't feel like a drink. Okay, just get a scoop.
Just get your protein
in. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, Leslie's saying, for new peeps in the room, what is Creamy Dreamy plant protein? It is one of its kind. No one else has done this yet. It is pure protein from the hemp seeds. So not the hemp plant.
And they've defatted it.
Defatted it. It's only the protein. They've taken all the, there's no carbs in it. Taking the fat and carbs out. So all you're left with is anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah. The amino acid profile is
protein,
excellent.
A full, complete protein. And it's not to say we don't have other proteins. I still have collagen and whey.
Just because we say the word plant on it doesn't mean we're turning vegan. We are not turning vegan.
I just think it's a really good idea to balance up your proteins.
Yeah.
And we were waiting. We always wanted from our very first book, a plant protein as
and
well.
And I tried a lot, the fermented pea protein.
We had tried a lot over the years because we always felt it's good to balance up your proteins. Yeah. You have animal, you have plant. You know, you have animal, plant. But until we discovered this one day, Serena and I called each other. It was like, oh my goodness, we must get this.
So full-blown, full-spectrum, illegal marijuana is known as Earth's most, I believe, John, correct me if I'm wrong, Earth's most anti-inflammatory substance.
Well, probably, yeah.
Is there one higher? I can't think of one. Yeah, right. So
Well, it's a different seed. It is the same family, but a different seed. So this is the hemp seed versus the marijuana seed, which is a bit different.
Well, you know, marijuana too has been hybridized to be higher in, you know,
The seed, the powder, has no THC, zero.
I forgot.
It has zero. So you're not going to do a positive test. There's no chance of that with this.
I like how Serene stopped as if we were like recording an audiobook and we're just going to do another take. Like right in the middle of her sentence, she's like, well, there's no.
Okay, let's get on to the next thing, which is our new crackers.
Oh, I love Toppers.
So Toppers have been released and Toppers are, they're dairy-free, gluten-free. Because as John said, right, you can go right now into any aisle and get some, like, they'll call them, like, who knows, keto crackers or paleo crackers. And what's the first thing? Vita wheat gluten, modified wheat starch. They're all full with gluten, and it's not regular gluten in the ancient grains. It's really punchy, in your face, too much gluten. Ah. Serene, you have your hand up. Mrs. Did you want to speak?
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
To the toilet.
Oh, she does need to go to the bathroom. I was joking.
Her hand up.
Her hands raised and off she goes to the loo.
She goes to the bathroom.
In her Catwoman outfit. She's wearing all spandex.
So you know,
all black spandex and Birkenstocks.
It's true.
Just fresh off the hippie farm if I've ever seen it.
She's such a hippie.
She must have like barefooted it over here and then put her Birkenstocks on.
So for those of you that are new to Trim Healthy Mama, we've released Shameless Crackers. We had them out about a year now. But they've got cheese in them, so they're like cheesy crackers, but they're low carb, they're really good, they're an S, right? But they don't have gluten, but they do have dairy. So these Topper crackers are also dairy-free, and you put stuff
on them.
Are
they cheddar like the others?
No cheese in them. So they're for topping or dipping, so they have no flavor.
Okay, they're a raft.
They're a raft, Denny. We should have called them rafts. Where were you in that branding meeting?
Yeah, you know, I've told you guys for years about my skills, and I don't know if it's appreciated
yet. We called them toppers, which is not bad, but raft might have been better.
Rafts. Yeah, toppers. I picture a Jeep with a top. I'm just kidding. I'm just making it hard for you.
Might have messed that one up. Anyway, the rafts, people.
Toppers are great.
I love to put either peanut junky butter or just a little natural peanut butter with some really good, you know, berry syrup or fruit jelly on them. I love them peanut butter and jelly style. I like a really good thin cheese on them with tomato or cucumber.
Or tahini, did you say that yet? A little sprinkle of tahini.
Welcome back, Serene.
Yes, and then guess what else I like?
What?
As I like cheese crackers too, but sometimes I want to actually bite into a slice of cheese.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Christmas time. Did you already talk about this when I was in the party?
No, I said thin slices of cheese.
Yeah, so I loved a Christmas time
because we've been working on these toppers for a while, so we always had tastes.
We've always got toppers in the house.
You always got toppers. So at Christmas time, I love to have all the specialty cheeses, and I've got my special cracker that's so – it's FP.
Yeah, it's a Fuelpool.
It's lighter than our other crackers.
You can do them E. Have you ever tried them with refried beans and salsa?
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, little tostadas.
Oh, yeah. They're Ruffs. Danny named them Ruffs.
Oh, Ruffs. And he knows. He's from the Mexico.
What's that got to do with Ruffs?
Why? Because my people came across the Gulf of Mexico on Ruffs.
Yeah. You said Mexican style of beans.
You're racist.
If I've ever seen a racist, I've found one today.
You said beans, and beans and Danny go together.
No. And I identify with their struggle, having been born and raised fully in America. I identify and am personally offended. Beans and chips and racism. That's the name of this potty. Click on that.
Yes. You know that will go big if we say beans and chips and racism. Everybody will click on it. And it's got nothing to do with the potty, but it's a good one.
It's just a good clickbait.
So then you guys asked for you know, our cheesy crackers, our shameless crackers. You asked for them in bigger family size bags.
Our Garth Brooks crackers. I missed that meeting.
Danny, who was it that said, Coach Canada, she sat here and she said that they, her fries, what did she say? Oh, she said it's so good in her Canada.
Yeah, and you're failing, so move on.
No, it was something good. It was like about that they're her fry shield.
Fry shield, that is good.
She has them in her car.
Oh,
she can defy the fries.
Ooh,
that her children get in the drive-thru.
Oh, that's really grand.
Somebody's pulling through McDonald's as we speak.
Yeah, and for your children, they're one of those little devoid of anything good, little fishy shield.
Yeah, don't give your children the cheese, those little fishies.
Cheese fishies, they're just white flour, devoid. Folic acid is in those things, you know, so it... For most of the world, at least half that has MTHFR mutations, folic acid is poison. It's toxic.
Yeah. So of course, no folic acid in ours. And Leslie just said, yes, that's what I'm supposed to say. They're in a big family size bag now. So now you can feed them to your children. You don't have to hide them in your bedroom in your little size bag. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've went through entire bags of those. And like one time I went through one and I think I shared a couple, but a second bag was opening. And I didn't have a tummy ache. Normally when I binge.
Well, now we've got coming, and they might have dropped already by the time this party goes out, the extra mild, because some people thought our medium was a bit spicy for them. So the mild and then the hit me good spicy firecracker ones where it's probably spicy.
New.
Yeah.
I haven't had those yet.
The firecracker ones out yet? I know I've tasted them.
Well, as when this party drops, they could be out.
And I do want to say, just to get your mouth watering, we actually have just created a cracker through one of our other geniuses that work with us, who's Pearl's relative. Good old.
But not by blood.
On, yeah.
My daughter is married to Kendall, and Kendall's father works for us and helps us formulate things. He's
a genius, well,
What did he do?
Well, he came up with a cracker that just is my new favorite cracker of the whole entire world.
Whoa. Yes, so it has no
send me for a loop cracker or a loopity loop cracker.
It's made out of lupin flour, but now you just told the world and they might try and come up with the loop. It will be the first lupin flour cracker, which lupin is an Italian bean and it's a low carb bean.
It's gonna be a bean cracker.
Yeah,
look,
but it
he made
taste
some
bean-y.
The other day for us.
We're also making pretzels out of them.
He made some the other day for us, right? And I just took one and I couldn't stop. And I can always stop at crackers because crackers aren't necessarily my thing, but I couldn't stop. And I'm like, Pearl, freak out. You better get on the internet and look up the benefits so I can get some placebo while I'm just like cracker after cracker. And she said, well, they're really satiating. What do you call it? They lower your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I couldn't eat for 5 hours after that. It was so satiating.
Can we not call it bean cracker though? Because that's what they called me in high school when they realized I had Mexican ancestry.
Well,
but I was born
we're
in
trying
America.
Not to have a racist party, so we won't call it bean cracker.
Okay.
All because you're half white,
half
Mexican.
A cracker and half a beano.
That's so nasty.
Cue the applause track.
I didn't get that. That's how pure in soul I am.
You're so pure and not racist.
I got it immediately.
Can you be can you be racist from New Zealand? Are any New Zealanders racist?
No, we're not, because all the people of color were our movie star heroes.
You can be, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah,
are there New Zealand racists? Name
but
one.
Now I'm going to say something that's so racist. My best friend growing up.
Don't do it. No,
was
just
a
right there.
Murray.
Was
there
a bean cracker. But
no, she was lovely.
You know what you can say
Murray.
Is I'm definitely not racist. We have a bean cracker as a host.
You wouldn't want to say that. Only you can say that.
All right, because I'm getting into my stand-up. I'm out. I'm
and
done.
Serene, of course, could never say, well, I'm not racist. I adopted children from Africa.
Jolly well nursed them from my breast. Well, at least one of them.
She did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Then you know. That's your point. You could put that on your t-shirt. Yeah. I'm not racist because I nursed him from my breast. Believe me. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So they want us to talk about I'm That Girl. We have talked about that. That's our latest book.
Well, let me just tell you, that book changes my life.
Did whenever it change your life?
I don't want it, we'll take it.
No, listen.
Would you write a testimonial for the back of the
we
book?
We didn't even want to sell it. Our husbands are making us sell it. But we were like, this has blessed us so much. It was just like revelations that blessed our life. We put it in a book. We didn't want to make money from it because we just want to give it away. They forced us to say, hey, our business is after 2020. We need some help. Let's just sell it like a normal book, right?
No, we're giving the proceeds to John.
Oh, yeah. And
it will be Street Press, not to John directly.
No, he to John. I'm just teasing.
Serene and I aren't taking our author.
Yeah, we're not taking. But can I just tell you about it? So it blessed us as we wrote it. And we wrote it a lot through 2020, and we were just like, we had the best
year ever.
Serene,
can you not say blessed? Because it's such a Christian ease word.
It changed my life as I, like, the world was like falling apart, and I was like never more secure than I've ever been, right?
Yeah, Les is here.
I just had to dive into the scriptures to be able to write this book.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's done now. So the book's done. And so I'm not writing it. Pearl's not writing it. But when we come and have to dictate some, the audio version.
Yeah.
I go home like I'm on cloud 10,000 of happiness and peace.
So with this, when
so
this,
a whole lot of you don't even get it. I just want it for me.
Good job selling that. Was that good, John? Are you happy with that?
That was pretty solid.
You keep your singing hands off it.
That was solid. A disinterest in the profits. I like that.
Yeah, but by the time this potty drops, I don't think it will be out yet, but it's going to be close to when it is actual release. We had a pre-release that's all shut down now. You can't get the book, but very soon you're going to be able to get the audio version where Serene and I read it to you. I think it jolly rocks. If you got the pre-release, you heard the first two chapters.
I hate the sound of my voice. Always have. You know, when you listen back, you're like, who is that weirdo? But I want to get the audio.
Because you love the sound of your voice.
No, because I'm telling you, because I don't have a lot of time to read a lot of things right now. Mm. But if I can, on errands and going to the grocery store, I'm just going to, my children need it.
You need it. It's not just spiritual. It's really for your weight loss journey too, and your health journey and your mental journey and your marriage journey
and everything.
If you're single, your single journey.
And your journey in this crazy world right now.
Crazy. All right, so that is that taken care of. We've got our coconut crispy addictions back. Why do people want to eat these coconut chips, Serene? Because
What flavors are we selling?
We're selling both sweet cinnamon and Southwestern.
I thought the Southwestern would just be the biggest of the sellers.
Well, it was a terrible seller until people started to
taste it,
and now they
love
it.
Maybe you think coconut Southwestern, sorry they don't mix. I'm telling you, people, that flavor is a bomb.
But we want you to get your children eating these if they can like the coconut chips, because we're all about immunity right now, right?
Yes,
in this season, you know, whether you're a person that masks up or masks down, or whether you're a jab proponent or a non-jab proponent, you need immunity either way.
Yeah.
You just do, right? Because no one knows what's happening and it changes every week. And coconut boosts your own immune system through the lauric acid.
Antiviral, antifungal, antiprotozoal, anti-anything.
And it's really potent in these chips.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Dan.
You know what got Dr. Foster?
Danny just put his hand up too.
The quack that saved my life taught me.
Does he know you just called him a quack?
Yeah, he knows. Because I told him about how before him, you know, guys like him were quacks. I want to go to a real MD who went to school and such, not realizing how extensive a chiropractor school actually is. And not to mention 3 MDs didn't help me. He did. Okay. So, and I love MDs still.
We love our MDs.
Good friends and MDs. Oh my God, they're indispensable. So I just never want that to be confused. But So, but he showed me how when your stomach has to do an incredible amount of work to digest processed foods and foods that are inflammatory, there is no energy in the mitochondria of the cells to go to your immune system. And so the gut and the immune system are so closely related. So what you eat has a very big deal to do with your immunity to viruses, bacteria, et cetera.
So true, Dan. And guess what I heard the other day? I heard it on the news. Back, I think about 8-9 months ago, the average person during the whole C time had put on 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Guess what I heard?
What, Belle?
The average now, for the average American adult, from the time the C started till now, is 30 pounds.
Ooh, everybody's gaining weight.
See, this is what I want to say. Yeah. I feel like getting on a soapbox. And you know, if I
but
had
let's
my,
not scold anybody because
no,
people
not,
have been living
I'm not
in fear.
Talking
no.
about people and their weight. I'm talking about something else right now. Don't worry. I'm not going to be putting my podcast theories out there because I could have my own podcast on that.
Do it.
No, I mean, you can subscribe to that one another time, but you know, I'm
when she's done with Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah, this is what I really wanted to say all those years, and Pearl wouldn't let me because we would have killed the business.
Yeah,
okay, so I've got my own theories about the whole thing, but I do want to say when I walked into a hotel recently on a trip, they handed my little girl three a mask and a big fat lollipop.
Yeah, at the same time, that's
and
true.
And I thought to myself.
That's true.
Oh my goodness. Like, I want to say, whether you're a masker or a non-masker, I'm open that I'm not a masker, okay? Yeah. That's fine. I'm not going to kill your business, Pearl, with that. But I thought
my
to
business.
Myself.
It's my
only
business
a percentage
stuff.
Of it. Only a small percentage.
Yeah, but I do want
to. She has to wear them on planes, people.
Yeah, but I have my tricks. But anyway, I do want to say this.
She killed another 20%, man.
Yeah, I've just took another 20% just gone from us, Pearl. That I thought to myself, if the world really cared, if the governments of the nations really cared.
Let's hear it.
Wouldn't they say, hey, people, let's as a nation try to lower our soda intake. Let's as a nation stop eating the whites. Let's as a nation get out a little in the sun every day.
Let's get outside.
Let's as a nation get around people we love and give more hugs and turn our vagus nerve on, which is so in touch with our immune system. As a nation, let us do all these things. Let's open the beaches as a nation. But no, as nations.
Yeah, well, we got it. Now you're going to rant.
Okay.
You said the good part. Let's not do the negative part. I love that. And guess
every
what?
Every part that raises our immune system, though, they've shut down.
Need to add, what you just said is science. Yes. It is proven medical science. It is not your alternative sort of may work ideas.
No, it is truth. Now, here's what I want to say, too. Bringing it back to what John wanted us to talk about. So these coconut chips, right? We don't just think, oh, let's do a product, let's do coconut chips. There's reasons behind them. And I guess that's what John wanted us to say. Why do we take coconut chips from Sri Lanka, organic coconut chips?
And they have this incredible crispness to them. But when you bite into it, you can almost feel the good fat of the coconut oil.
So why are we doing this as a snack? Because we want to change your snacks, people. We want to change your family snacks. We want your children to be eating these real foods from the earth, especially during this time. We want you to be building your immune system. We want you to be naturally doing the things that give you such natural ability to fight these things. Even if you get the C, then you win it.
Yeah.
And you can do this.
I'm not saying the C is not a real thing.
No, no, no.
I'm just saying our immune systems, when we're healthy, can fight it off.
When we're healthy. And so all I'm saying is, people have gained 30 pounds. We need to get these items that we're doing out there to people. We all want a snack. We all want delicious food.
And especially when we're stressed out, girl. When we're in fear and stressed. And that's why we snack at night too, by the way. Because that's when our wherewithal is lowered. Also, that's when all of the late night fear shows come on too.
Yeah, I know.
But even if you're not watching them, you're already a little bit weaker because you're tired. And you do get snacky and you do want comfort. You want to go to bed with your tummy tight, with your meal
piece. I know. And everyone wants comfort food during this time because, everyone says, well, it's the unknown time and all of that. But these are when we have to get vigilant about really, really doing the best for our bodies during this time, right?
Yeah.
And so that,
and then for your mental health and your emotional health too, because when you're binging on sugar, it's
and
hard to
flour.
Not be afraid.
It
It is.
Because cortisol is raging through your body and your serotonin is totally tanked, which is your happy hormone. And it's harder to fight against these emotions that are saying.
And of course, you don't have to buy our products. I mean, we've never said you have to buy products.
Go buy a jar of coconut oil and sludge it down that way if you want.
If you don't want to buy our snack products, then do your own, make your own. But we're just giving a big hurrah. Like, these are the reasons we have these things, because you're going to want that savory little crispy snack. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, well, what can we bring that gives you that crunch, that gives you that taste, flavor, sensation? Someone said to me today, Pearl, those Southwestern coconut chips, they are my new Doritos.
Yeah.
They take the place of Doritos.
Well, I haven't had the Southwestern.
Listen,
the cinnamon.
Will is my daughter's father-in-law. So we're all intermarried.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, we're just all a big family up here.
Will,
he is my daughter's father-in-law.
Yeah, but who's Will?
Well, RuPaul, sorry.
The people don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. He's a manager of the whole shebang here of Trim Healthy Mama. But he was like, I don't know, you know, these are my favorite. I don't know why they're not big sellers. And I sat silent in the back of the car. We were going somewhere when I heard that. And I thought to myself, man, people just haven't tried them, man.
And that's what it was. They hadn't tried them.
Like, I actually got my feelings hurt on it.
I know, because you invented them,
Because I'm just like, these are the bomb and no one knows it yet because they haven't tried it.
Hey, this is on topic. It may sound like it's not, but you'll see what I'm saying in a minute. Do you know of any test to measure a person's inflammation in their body? Is there an inflammation test?
Yeah, I think there are some things like C-reactive protein. Okay. There are tests.
Well, I'd be curious to know, and I'd be curious to know of, and not just not just during the times of C,
right,
but during all times on Earth.
There's been times that haven't been so hurrah, 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 but mm-hmm. have been, we have weathered times before, but they just weren't hurrahed as much.
Well,
evidence
seems to.
That's on my own podcast. I'll do that a day later.
Yeah. Well, evidence seems to be really clear, even on mainstream websites like the NIH, things that are sort of globally accepted, whatever. There are studies and reports showing the role of inflammation in the body with all modern disease, or at least most modern diseases. Yes. And so
it starts with inflammation.
It all starts with inflammation.
And inflammation comes from what? Sugar.
Yeah.
White flour.
Yeah.
That's why that's the beginnings of Trim Healthy Mama.
And
get off your sugar, get off your white flour, get off your processed.
And processed chemicals, like you said, folic acid.
Yeah. Well,
the vitamins.
Which is in such a huge popular child treat, right?
That's in every single, because all children's treats are fortified.
Yeah,
fortified.
Anything that you see with fortified flour, and pretty much all flour is, if it's a package,
the animal crackers, it's all.
So look, so
it's
are
filled
we,
with folic acid, which they used to think was good, but it's a synthesized version of folate. You want folate, which is folate found naturally in foods like lentils, spinach, beans, all those
liver.
Things. Or if you want to take the supplement, it needs to be methylated folate.
Yeah, but can I just say something?
Of course, it's your podcast.
You might just think, oh, well, I just dabble in a little white flour, blah, 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 blah. Like the pretzels given to me on the plane.
Like heroin.
Like, yeah, the pretzels given to me on the plane just recently. Yeah. I thought to myself, well, you know, we're on a holiday. I'll let Solly have some. I turned over the pack, good for me. And it wasn't just, I thought, just white flour, salt, and you know, baking powder, you know?
Yeah.
No, corn syrup was the second ingredient. It wasn't even plain old sugar, corn syrup.
Syrup.
And what's
corn.
Funny is, no, Pearl, that
and
would
corn
be
corn syrup. Is
I was going to say
it was high fructose corn syrup.
You know, planes are where you have to be the most vigilant. Unhealthy.
Yeah,
you know, about masking and all that. Alyssa, I'm not doing the big political thing here. I'm just saying you're masking up, but then they're giving people the undoing of their immune system right there by the white flour and the folic acid and all of that. So none of it makes sense. Leslie's like, drop it, Pearl.
Oh, no, she's not like, saying drop it.
She's like, stop now.
It's time to stop.
She's loving it.
She loves it.
She loves it, but not everybody loves it. That's why I'll do the other podcast at
no,
a later
you
date.
No, won't.
No, it won't be sanctioned by you. Mm-hmm. It'll be sanctioned by Sovereign John.
I just meant that was the most powerful sentence you've ever said.
What?
Drop the mic in the way that, like, podcast done.
What was the sentence?
She said,
when I said
she's
that,
not getting then. Into it. and the
they're enforcing
on the plane, and then they're literally undoing
They're like, then you eat the snack we're going to give you
literally
is going to undo your
point.
Immune system. But you keep that mask on.
Hey.
This was a really
did
good
I
podcast
did we make
today.
Friends and influence people today?
I think so.
We didn't make friends. I don't think we influenced. You might have influenced. I lost about 25% of Trim Healthy Mama business.
You might have lost
but
that.
I don't care.
No, so, well, Serene never cares about the business.
That's why I call it your business.
He did.
I just want to write books like I'm
she's
that
like
girl.
She's like an artist at your
my
label.
Hippie house. Yeah.
She's the artist at your record label.
Yes. She's the tornado and then I go clean up.
Nah,
it's all good. I love her. I love who she is and I love what she brings and I love the... I don't know. You know, the yin and the yang. And even though we fight,
man, I was holding that.
I'd bring nothing. No, you did, Serene. And anyway, I'm glad that we don't have to sell our products anymore. John, did we do? Okay, he's clapping.
We love you all. Goodbye. And then
I'll be true nothing, mama, to stay. Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.